Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A task force created by the Kentucky General Assembly will spend the next 6 months studying the validity of more than 600 tax exemptions in Kentucky. 16th District State Representative Jason Petrie is among the 12 members of the Joint Tax Expenditure Task Force that began meeting in June.
Kentucky has tax revenue on everything of about $20 billion annually. From the tax expenditures, exemptions from that collection equals about $10 billion. So almost half of all the revenue is exempted out some way, somehow.
Petrie says there are two goals set up for the task force.
To look at the validity of each of these tax expenditures and also see if there's some monitoring provision that needs to be put on one or more of them or all of them. For instance, sunsetting automatically or reporting requirements or something like that.
He adds there are some interesting exemptions that are currently in place.
When there's a sale of a tombstone, there's no tax on that. Why? We're really not sure. When you look at where's the economic driver, where's the safety issue, where's the tax incentive, you know, production in the economy, we're not sure where that comes from, but the sale of tombstones are an expenditure that's exempted from tax. You end up with oddball things like that. You also end up there, like I said, food, pharmacy, and utilities are large ones. Tax incentives out to businesses to have them expand or locate in Kentucky.
What about agriculture exemptions? We'll discuss that in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Representative Petrie says most agriculture exemptions are still valid.
It has a lot of exemptions, but that particular industry is an industry that we're all connected to one way or another. Now, if you were to take a tobacco industry or a cereal industry or any product you can think of, it only affects a small group of people. When you're talking agriculture, you're talking about the food that all of us consume.
He adds removing agriculture exemptions is not productive for the economy.
There are expenditures that deal with consumer side and business to business. A lot of research and a lot of people say that business-to-business tax is not a good thing because it simply raises prices. So when you look at agriculture, it seems to fit in that category that if you're taking away expenditures or exemptions on ag, it's basically business-to-business that you're starting to tax, not particularly productive for the economy as a whole.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.